It's the usual busy day in London, and I'm standing on one of the most famous bridges, London Bridge. There's the normal traffic of red buses, bicycles, motorbikes. Going under the bridge, city cruise ships, taking hundreds of tourists on sightseeing trips down the Thames to look at the Tower of London, which I can see over to my right, and St Paul's Cathedral over on my left. But the bridge is seeing a new type of traffic today. A herd of goats. And the lead goat herder is the wife of the former British Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
Lovely. On you go. It's wild, isn't it?
It's quite a sight to see Cherie Blair herding across, or rather dragging across, a goat on a lead across London Bridge. But why is Mrs. Blair herding goats?
I am the president of the Lumber Foundation, and for the last 15 years we have been campaigning for better rights for widows. 2 years ago, the UN recognised this day as International Widows Day, and this is the second time we've celebrated it. And this year we wanted to highlight the fact that a goat can bring an income to a widow, and various people have kindly sponsored the goats so that widows will be able to earn an income from them. Not these particular goats, obviously, but goats across the world.
Because obviously widows suffer greatly around the world.
Widows across the world suffer stigma, they suffer poverty, they're often driven into prostitution, they're shunned by their families, and they're dispossessed of their property at the time when they're the most vulnerable because they've lost their husbands.
The war in Iraq, which was co-led by your husband, Tony Blair, created thousands upon thousands of widows. What would you say to Iraqi widows?
Well, I think to widows across the world, widows come from three things. Disease, HIV/AIDS causes a lot of widows. Poverty, because there are a lot of men who are killed because they do dangerous jobs. And of course, the wars that sadly we have across the world.